someone who texts back right away.
Oh.
Is that a red flag or a green flag?
Oh, that's a tough one for me.
Red flag, green flag.
Is it a red flag or a green flag?
I actually don't know. Because, like, if someone...
And we're like, it's down to the millisecond.
Okay, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, it's not a race. Two people having two different conversations just because they kind of like reply as soon as possible. Yes, no, yes, yes.
I have a green flag. How about you? I have a green flag. I'm available.
No, okay. So imagine this, right? If I was really into someone, then them instantly replying back is like green flag, raging green. Like, I'd be so happy. But if I'm not really into them and they reply instantly, red flag. It's like, you're too clingy. Right? It's like, this is the test of...
You're the red flag, David. You're the red flag.
Screw you. You just trying to call me out. It's a trap. No, it's like that guy, hot guy on the train, like, smiling at you thing. Stranger smiling at you on the train, right? If they're cute, it's not creepy. If they're ugly, it's creepy.
That is true. Fine. That is a beige flag.
That is a beige flag.
Say that's a beige flag.
Good.
I also agree, because if someone that you like replies to you right away, that's a green flag. Yeah. But I also think that if they reply too quickly, that could be a red flag, because you're like, what are you doing? You're just on your phone all the time. You have
Bro,
no life. Are you on your phone just waiting for me to text you?
It could be my day off. I have Mondays off.
Okay, fine.
I could be
reminder
acting.
To text you only on Mondays.
Yeah, you can text me Mondays, but doesn't mean...
Red flag. Okay, next one. Someone who can recognize their own red flags. Is that a
green.
Red flag or a green flag?
So green.
I agree. Someone who can remember all the little things about you. Red flag or green flag?
Easy green, right? Surely. Don't play the devil's advocate.
I think so too.
Okay, good.
I was gonna say, one of my friends did say that could be a red flag, because if they remember every little detail about you, they could use that against you.
They could. Like, how is that a red flag? Like, could is a red flag?
Okay, I think if they do, then that's a red
flag.
Right,
okay. Jeez. Any green flag, if they use it to hurt you, is
one.
A red flag. You win. Okay.
That is the moral like, of this.
Opening car doors for you. Green flag or red flag? Green. Oh, what if they use the door to smash you in the face? Red. Okay.
What if that door is a kidnapping truck? Red.
If a kidnapper opens a car door for you, is that a red flag or a green flag? He's a gentleman, but he's a kidnapper.
Depends if he's hot and tall.
Oh, is it kidnapping if they're hot and tall?
Oh, that brings up so many issues. Okay, final one.
Okay.
Final one.
Okay.
If that person is a therapist, is that a red or green flag?
What? I'm out of here, man. That was so targeted.
Red flag, green flag.
Is it a red flag or a green flag?
Red flag or green flag? A friend who always reaches out to hang out with you. But only sometimes do the plans work out.
Green, I'd say. Effort counts.
Is it?
Intention counts. I'd rather they keep reaching out and it doesn't work out than they don't.
Wouldn't you at some point just feel like, okay, yeah, you keep saying you'll reach out, but then, or like you keep saying like, let's hang out, but then you never hang out, then what's the point? Stop saying it.
Oh, wait, are they planning though? Like, are they actually like, oh, Thursday... Or is it just always?
So it could be like a few. It could be like a few scenarios. Like so, this person could.
This is complicated. This is not a closer. This is not the end of an episode. It's like it's a whole ass other episode.
Okay, no. If a person reaches out to hang out 5 times, but only shows up twice,
do they ghost me though? Do they just like leave?
They cancel.
Oh, they cancel like last minute.
Last minute cancel, but they show up. At least 2 out of 5 times.
That's tough. It was 3, I'd say green flag.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't say 3. I was like, it's on the low side.
Yeah, it's on the low side.
But it's not on the average side where you're like, I think it's okay. Because I also feel like three times, I think it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's two times...
I feel like if it's two times, I'll have a conversation with them.
Okay, well, okay, you're a healthy friend. Red flag or green flag? You only have friends of the opposite sex.
Red. So red. Like, raging red. What do you mean, why?
Because a lot of guys have girlfriends just because the guy might be more emotional, though.
Yeah, but like only girlfriends? Why do other guys hate you?
Okay, but what if it's like 90%?
90 makes a bit more sense.
Oh, that 10%.
Because I'm like 80 plus because my colleagues are all women.
Okay, I guess if all your colleagues are women, then like the environment that you're surrounded
with. Yeah, I have no choice.
Makes it harder for you to find a male friend.
Yeah. So, but if it's not, if they're like a finance bro, and it's all females, like 90% females, I'm like, you're finding females somewhere else. So you're going out of your way to find them. And that's a problem.
Red flag or green flag? Someone that when you reach out to, you could never find, but they always reach out to you.
Oh, that's a good one. I would say that's a red in the long term.
In the long term, yeah. Like if it feels like a user, right?
Right, right. If it's like 1 year, someone has a tough year and everything's going wrong, then... okay, like, that's fair.
Mm.
But if it's, like, a pattern over more than a year, then I would say, like, come on. Like, you either don't need a friend, you need a therapist or a social worker.
Yeah, it's true. It needs to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
Friendship is different than having a therapist, which is a really great topic to talk about on another episode.
Yes! We always end like that. Wow. Good job.
Red flag, green flag.
Red flag or green flag?
Someone who only messages you at night. Is that red or green flag?
I think it's a red flag.
Oh, is it one of those that you up?
Yeah, exactly.
Or WYD.
That's what I feel like. Yeah, would you do it? You up? Because I feel like if you're not messaging me throughout the day where, you know, things, you're going out, having activities, you're seeing things that remind me of you, and you're only thinking of me when you're alone at home. I don't know whether you're eating ice cream or not against the window. Like,
okay, all right. Wow.
And I feel like there's an ulterior motive.
What if you don't actually have an ulterior motive? What if they're like busy throughout the day and then at the end of the day they're like, oh, now they can talk to you.
Okay, I guess it depends on how late it is at night. If it's past 10 p.m., I think that's red flag.
Like 10:01?
If it's like...
oh, you just went from okay to not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when my screen time is on. What about you?
I don't actually mind if people message me at night because throughout the day, I'm like busy. So
there you go, listeners. If you want to drop David a you up message... at 10:01 at night, this is your chance.
Yeah, and then they'll get an answer of no, I'm in bed. Because I'll actually be in bed at 10.
Oh, true. Yeah, you're a morning person. That's why you don't mind. That's why it's a green flag, because you'll reply the next morning.
Yeah,
you won't get sucked into the late night talks. Actually, I love late night talks. It just depends on you. Yeah,
that's true. Late night talks are the best.
I agree. I guess like maybe that's also the other thing of why sometimes people feel more sad at night. But then at night, it's when your emotions come out and you can have these deep emotional chats.
Maybe at night, we just are more philosophical. And then thoughts usually are sad because the world is sad.
Wow, that got really sad too. Number two.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Someone who's always sad, red flag or green flag. Wait, who wrote this, man?
Right after you talked about that, and you're like, oh, red flag or green flag.
Wait, how is this ever a green flag? How about Eeyore? Like in Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore is always sad.
I think it's a red flag if it is something that they don't try to find help on.
Mm.
If someone is actively trying to find help and to change their mindset, but, you know, it could be a chemical imbalance in their brain, then right. of course yeah. it's not going to be a red flag. It's something they can't control. But if someone is yeah. constantly just sad and complaining and or just feeling upset but right. not doing anything to try to change their situation, then definitely red flag.
Agreed, 100%. So it's actually more their response to sadness. That's the red or green flag.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, number three. Someone who gives you advice when you're sad.
I guess that was red exactly what we were talking flag. About. Red flag or red flag? Dark red.
Unless the sad person likes solutions.
Okay, yeah. But I also feel maybe it also depends on the level of sadness you're
okay,
experiencing. Like if you are, if it has to do with some really serious issue and someone's trying to give you advice, you might not be in the right headspace to receive it.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's the delivery.
Oh yeah. That's so important.
Yeah. Like I don't mind someone giving me advice as in like, maybe you should get some food or maybe you can just sleep on it. Like, those are advice, but I'm kind of fine with that.
But what's the one that you won't be fine with?
Don't be sad, or just don't think about it.
Yeah, that's true. At least the children in Africa.
Oh, that at least gets me. Like, no, yeah, don't start anything with at least.
Toxic positivity, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Red flag, green flag. Is it a red flag or a green flag?
Red flag or green flag? Someone who always talks about how busy they are.
Red flag.
I think it's a red flag too.
Look, even if they're busy all the time saving the world, I'm like, do you have to rub it in my face that you're achieving so much?
Yeah, I also think like we've become such a culture of competition of busyness. Yeah. Like if you're not busy, then you're failing in life.
yeah. And have you noticed people don't know how to respond to you when you tell them you haven't been doing much?
Yeah.
Just like,
okay. Oh, well, now we have nothing to talk about because you have nothing going on in your life. Yeah.
But I feel like as well, it's a societal thing where there's not much vernacular. There's not much in the common vernacular to talk about rest and not doing much, not achieving much.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, oh, I rested very well over the weekend. They'll be like, oh, cool. But like, you don't ask more
until
like,
you do?
Oh, how do you rest? Or like, how did you feel when you're resting? Like, there's none of those follow-up questions.
When like, you're like, oh, what did you do over the weekend? You also feel a pressure to say, oh, I had so many activities. Yeah, I did this, I did that, I did that. Sometimes I feel guilty or like ashamed to be like, I didn't do much.
Yeah, yeah. I almost sound apologetic when I say not much.
I'm sorry. I'm boring.
in our polite talk. But it's not our fault, I don't think. And it's not theirs either. It's just we're not used to exploring the depths of rest.
Actually, I've started this thing where sometimes people ask me if I'm really busy at work. And I'll just tell them, honestly, I'm not that busy this week. Like, I have work. Like, I'm doing things. But I'm not that busy. Like, I'm not overwhelming myself.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, they sometimes don't really know how to respond to that. And they'll kind of give me a condescending, like, oh, that's good for you.
Oh. That's a red flag.
Yeah, that's definitely a red flag. Like, just because we don't have the same level of things that we're doing, it doesn't mean I'm worse than you.
Yeah, and why is busyness a good thing?
Yeah, or when people are like, oh my God, I was so packed, I didn't even have time to sleep. I'm like, that's not healthy.
But bro, you need to fix your life.
Yeah, you need to prioritize better.
Yeah,
but I say all this so confidently, but then behind the scenes, I'm also like, oh, maybe I should be busy.
Yeah, I know you. It's a daily struggle.
I think it's also a social media thing. If I'm not posting a story, it means I didn't do anything today. It means I am a boring person.
Yeah, if my last post was 6 weeks ago, do I exist?
No.
I'm not living a life worthy of Instagram.
No, I think you were in hibernation.
I've ceased to exist.
Okay, next one. Red flag or green flag? Someone who drains your social battery when you spend too much time with them.
How much is too much?
Maybe just someone who you know, you could spend time with this person and you could spend time with another person, and person A just drains you more than it would person B.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's a red flag for me or a green flag, because I don't think that's a green flag, like, for sure, but it's not a red because I don't think everyone has to fill my social battery for them to be a green flag person.
I 100% agree. This is where we use the term beige flag.
Beige flag. Is this a term? You don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, I still never Googled it after we talked about it. I was like,
Are you the same?
I agree. I think there are people who drains my battery faster, but it doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It just means it, like, we might not vibe as well, or maybe it's the conversations are not refilling. I don't know. Maybe, it could just be the conversations that we're having or the activities that we go through.
It could just be a day thing. Like, it's just not peak form.
Yeah, it's true too. It could just be my energy level internally, and it has nothing to do with that person.
Yeah, I've had to learn to separate how good the hangout is from how good a person this is. When you hang out with someone, and then 2 out of 3 times they're a bit of a drain, then I would have to reevaluate, why am I spending time with them in the first place? And I remember, actually, they're a really good person. And a good
That's me too.
It could just be 2 bad days in a row.
Or it could be you guys don't mesh 100%, but if you still enjoy their company, I think it's fine. Maybe you could, like, limit the time that you see them.
That's true. Look at us. So mature.
Creating solutions. We are green flags.
Okay, I think
that's a bit more. That's going too far.
Yeah, that's going too far.
Red flag or green flag? Claudia and David.
Dude, I don't want to know. Green flags. I don't want people to give an answer to
that. Wait, gotta separate it. No, gotta separate Claudia or David. Oh, and I'll group us together.
Oh, no, that's the worst. Don't even have a curve to rely on. It's just separate.
Okay, but like me saying that, that makes me a red flag.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed.
Okay, number 3. Someone who doesn't reply your texts because they're too busy napping.
That's so oddly specific. So every time they don't reply you or they take forever, they tell you it's because they were napping.
They're napping. Yeah, I've actually heard of... Yeah, actually, I think it might have been me. There was one period of that where I just really liked to nap, and every time someone would text me, I would reply, I'm sorry, I was just taking a nap, and then I started to see a pattern, and I was like, wait.
Wow, okay, I think that's a red flag, but not for the other person, it's for you to fix your life.
Red flag, green flag. Red flag, green flag,
when you try to fix all your friends' problems.
I think it's a red flag.
Green, right? Green. So green.
Yeah. You think it's a green? And I think it depends if the friend is asking you, like if all your friends are asking you to fix their problems, but no one's ever asking you to fix their problems.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like all your friends' problems, that's a bit extreme, but...
Yeah, I think all your friends is a bit extreme. Yeah. Maybe a few. I think the other thing is you should ask your friend if they are venting to you, if they want a listener or they want someone to solve your problems.
Do you actually ask that?
I don't, but I should. I tell my friends when I vent, because I had a few fights with one of my best friends before, because I would vent about my emotions and he would try to give me advice. And I'm like, no, I don't need advice. I just need you to listen. I know what I need to do.
Yeah. That's so good. Setting boundaries and needs.
Yeah, but I guess like I should do the same too and ask a friend, like, listen, do you want me to listen or give you advice?
So I think it's actually a green flag in terms of your motivation and how good a friend you are. If you want to fix all your friends' problems, you're a good person, you're a good friend. But in practice, that would be a red flag.
Yeah. No one asked you.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're better than us?
Yeah.
Why do you think you have all the solutions?
Whoa, that's an assumption, but okay. Next one. Red flag or green flag? A therapist who tries to be your friend. I think we know the answer to that, Claudia.
Red. Red.
So red.
I think a therapist can be friendly.
Yes.
But they should never try to cross the line.
Yeah.
And build rapport in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable.
100%. And like, I think everyone defines friendship slightly differently, but come on, we all know the line when someone's trying too hard to be your friend or trying to connect with you in ways outside of therapy that's like irrelevant.
Yeah, I think that's the main line. Like, I don't need to know who you know outside
this room. I don't need to know that you go to run clubs on Saturdays too. Like,
I don't need to know that I'll see you outside of
I don't want to see you outside of and last one. When your friend tells you to see a therapist, is that a red or
green flag?
Yeah.
Definitely green flag. I think, obviously it depends on the way
I was going to say that.
You need to see a therapist. Do you hear what you're saying? You need a therapist.
That'll be painful.
No, but I think we should normalize having these open conversations and really not take into offense when someone asks if you have a therapist or, you know, suggests you to see a therapist.
I agree.
It's not an insult.
I agree. It's not really. Like, how would you think that's an insult? If they deliver it right, then it's just a way to help you, right?
Yeah, but I think the main thing is a lot of people don't think that they have problems or issues that they need to go see someone with, especially because when it's with mental health, like, it's all in the mind, right? Like, you're not like, I'm bleeding, obviously. I need to go see a doctor.
Mentally bleeding. Yeah,
like, you're crying, like, you're literally you have a tear coming out of your eyes.
Tears are our minds,
our blood.
Yeah.
Mine's blood.
Oh, that actually sounds really gross. Never mind. That felt like a better idea than saying,
No.
Sorry.
That's a red flag.